What time it is? It's time for DJ Laplace Transform Saves the World. Today I've decided to do a math DJ name because I'm planning on doing all math rock earlier. Because math rock is really cool, and the man or the woman, because you know I don't like to prejudice about that sort of thing. So I've got a sweet playlist all lined up. I don't have any physical media today because I don't have any math rock on physical media, and I'm kind of bummed about it because it's a great genre of music. It's a lot of fun, and it's see a cranberry juice cocktail. Have fun, you know, in the future.
Have a nice math show.
Oh, for sure. I'm gonna math it up today. I forgot my headphones. All right, this show is really taking a turn for the worse. This can't be salvaged. I might as well give up. No, math rock is pure positive energy. So I'm just going to start playing it. The first song I'm going to play is Prime by Marnie Stern. Fast drumming, fast guitaring, and just crazy, just yelling. And that's one of the things I really like about it. It's really, it really teaches you a lot of things about yourself and about friendship. So just doing a quick background check, making sure everything's good, and sure enough, we're good to go. Marnie Stern. She's very stern. She's like a principal of some sort. But she's really cool. I'm not really sure how I found out about her. I think that was just through like Spotify saying, "Hey, you like this? Maybe you'll like this." I mean, I just learned in statistics class how that works. I mean, not entirely. They didn't like go over the algorithm, but I'm kind of freaked out by it, honestly, how much data they're able to gather and, like, predict. I mean, I'm sure that's just me being, I don't know, an old man yelling at fast trains, but it's like it's thinking. I don't trust it. I don't trust Spotify. I've never trusted Spotify. I don't know if everyone can tell, but I'm just getting over cold. I've been hawking up hot, steamy slime out of my mouth and nose recently. So that's been going on. It's not been fun, but it hasn't been entirely not fun. I think there's a certain sense of satisfaction getting that phlegm out. But nobody wants to hear about that. Not, I'm sure, the radio station's listenership has just dropped by half from two people to one person. Still hanging in there. And, you know, that person's my best friend. What I'm actually playing from is a mixtape that I'm making for my friend Orth. He lives in New York City right now. He's going to ADA. If anyone, that's where Paul Rudd went to acting school. It's full of actors and theater people. So a real, real colorful cast of characters really into acting, you know? So I've decided for this next song to sort of dial it back and not autobiographically dial it back, because this is one of the first songs that I think this is the first song that I heard that was math rock, and it's by the band Battles. I was really into this music festival ATP. I feel like I'd say this every episode because so much of my musical taste has originated from this. But I watched a documentary about the festival, and they featured a lot of artists, and I looked up every single one because, you know, they were good at music. And Battles was one of them, and their performance of this song, Atlas, was just ridiculous because it's a really great song off of their 2007 album, Mirrored. The first, yeah. So, yeah, this is really what got me into math rock. I told Orth about it, and now he's, like, into math rock. It's just, math rock isn't really about math. It's about, like, it's music, but it's also showing off technical prowess musically. Like, Lightning Bolt, they're so quick, they're fast. Yeah, I'm going to play some Lightning Bolt later on in the show. I mean, not if I keep talking so slowly and going off on tangents. But, so, yeah, I'm just going to get right to it. This is Atlas by Battles. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a classic one by Battles. I'm trying to sort of rush through these because a lot of oh, there we go. Turn up the levels so everyone can hear me at home on their couches. Yeah, a lot of the songs that I want to play are like over 7 minutes long. The next one I'm going to play by Ponytail off of their album Ice Cream Spiritual is called Celebrate the Body Electric, and it is 7 minutes long. And, did I just hear a train? Why is there a train around here? There's a train by my house, and it goes by, and you can always hear it as it passes by the road, because we like live right by where the train tracks meet the road. So when it honks, it's pretty loud. It's like right outside your house too. Shakes all the walls and the mirrors. And whenever I was outside, right, and I saw the train coming, I'd always race inside like it was the end of the world, because of how loud that train whistle was. Because I think they have got some sort of control on it, you know. The newbies, they go all out. They blow that whistle as hard as they can. But the older guys, they've dialed it back, you know. They're not thrill seekers anymore. They've got families now. But anyway, yeah. Ice Cream Spiritual, Ponytail. They're pretty crazy too. They're more like Marnie Stern than they are like Battles. A lot more vocalization, just like whoa stuff like that. I guess I feel like stuff vocalizations like that just makes music seem more upbeat. It's kind of what I'm interested in, because. Like the soundtrack that Karen O did from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, that Karen O did for the Where the Wild Things Are, that movie, if anyone saw it. There's a lot of vocalizations in that, and just like whoa, and like kids going yeah, and I really appreciate that energy, and I think that's what first drew me to Ponytail. And they've got like they've only got like two albums or something. They've got one EP called Kamehameha, so you know what sort of music they make. But anyway, again, I'm doing it too slowly. It's already 20 minutes. I've used a third of the episode already. But Celebrate the Body Electric. It Came from an Angel by Ponytail.
Oh!
Wow, there's like a lot of people outside doing something. And can you hear that in the mic? Yeah, I'm not really sure what that's all about. There's probably a function. But something that I really like about math rock in general is just it's just so upbeat, and it doesn't really take itself very seriously, you know. Like all the song names are kind of ridiculous. I'll have to find you some examples, you know. Right, because it's pretty. I'm just so distracted by what's going on outside. But yeah. Well, anyway, this next band is And So I Watch You From Afar. They take themselves a little more seriously than other math rock bands, especially like Don Caballero, which has some great song titles and stuff like that. But this is their song that I'm going to play, Big Things Do Remarkable. I said earlier I don't have any like physical media of math rock, but if I were to buy one, it would probably be this album, All Hail Bright Futures, by And So I Watch You From Afar, because it's like pretty accessible, but it's like a lot of fun and just really cool. So anyway, Big Things Do Remarkable by And So I Watch You From Afar. You got to be quick. You got to be quick when switching your inputs because a lot of math rock songs, they end very abruptly. Like you're listening to them on Spotify, like I am, and you see it approaching the end, the slider, the progress bar for the song, and you know it's gonna end in 5 seconds, but it really doesn't sound like it's gonna end in 5 seconds. There's no breakdown. I mean, I'm sort of breaking up the tension right now by talking. What I'm trying to do is get more and more intense until we hit Lightning Bolt. I'm going to play their song Dead Cowboy, which is pretty insane. But first, something a little more low-key, Hella. They're a band. They're pretty math rock. I'm going to play their song Netgear, just to get a sense of like math rock titles. They've got an album called There's No 666 in Outer Space. The Ungrateful Dead is one of the songs. Friends Don't Let Friends Win. Welcome to the Jungle, Baby. You're Gonna Live. Yeah. Earth's First Evening, Jimi Hendrix-less and Pissed. We Was Just Boys Living in a Dead-Ass German Shepherd. That's a classic. That's another song title. Yeah. But anyway, Hella's cool. They got a great sense of humor, I can assume. That's what I look for in math rock. Just a great sense of humor, not taking themselves too seriously. Just going crazy, you know? Because a lot of the songs, they don't have any words, so there's no real theme to them. So you can't really have a song title like the song about the time that my girlfriend broke up with me or something like that. So they just come up with the craziest stuff, and it's all awesome. I really want to... I gotta be honest, I've never been to like a math rock show. I don't really go to a lot of like big concerts. I'm kind of disappointed. I just don't have time or money, because I'm just a broke college student. But I hope that when I get older, I will find both the time and the money to go see Battles and Hella and all that one of these days. But yeah, not yet. But anyway. This song's called Netgear off their album Tripper, Hella. It sounds like what the internet is. And that's it. Yeah. So it's supposed to just dial up. I know that's what my dial up sounded like. And I'd always be like, Mom, get off the phone. And she'd be like, but I'm calling your aunt. And I'd be like, but I'm trying to download this video and I've already been waiting for an hour. Dial up. All right. And that song was pretty crazy. It got kind of ridiculous. But I guarantee you, if you thought that was ridiculous, then you're going to think that this next piece by Lightning Bolt off of their album Hyper Magic Mountain is redonkulous, which is just one step above ridiculous. It's called Dead Cowboy, and it'll really twist your underwear in a knot. It's 8 minutes of craziness. I don't know. I've probably played Lightning Bolt on this show before. All of my longtime fans will be like, yeah, you have. But I've never played Dead Cowboy. Which is, I think that's one. It's one of my favorite songs of theirs. I say songs even though it doesn't have lyrics. Never mind. I would enjoy having this album on some sort of physical medium as well. I feel like it should be on Laserdisc for some reason, but I don't think they release albums like that. Cause it's just, you know, Hyper Magic Mountain. They've got a song called Mega Ghost, Tomorrow Land, Bizarro Zorro Land, Infinity Farm. It's so you kind of get the idea of what the music is like. It's kind of like nothing you've ever experienced in your entire life, and you're gonna experience it when I play Dead Cowboy.
Whoa. Pretty crazy, right? I like to think that my show tonight has escalated and has taken you, the listener, to places that you that you didn't know you would go. And now you're in it and you have to accept it. Because we're friends and friends help each other. I guess I'm going to play one more song, and if I've got time, I'm going to play another song, if I can find one that's short enough. But I've decided that that's about as fast and loud as I can go. Like, this isn't, what I've played tonight isn't all of math rock, because math rock has a lot more, it's like, I don't know, it's kind of like freeform jazz. This is, what I played is like the heavier side of it, but there's bands like the Terramellos, which are more like improvisational and like less accessible. I know I still don't really get the Terramellos, but I'm working on it, and you'll be able to tell when I'm playing it for you, and you'll be like, what? And I will be enjoying it, hopefully. Yeah, and there's also Do Make Say Think, which is more on the And So I Watch You From Afar side of things. Melt Banana, which is kind of Lightning Bolt-y. Like, math rock is a huge genre, and I wish I could cover it all, but I can't, because I've only got an hour. With the last song I'm going to play, I'm not sure if it's math rock, but it's by the band Baby Birds Don't Drink Milk, which makes sense because birds aren't mammals. Because if they were mammals, they would have breasts. Not, but I know you're thinking chicken breasts, but not that kind of breast. The kind that make milk. They would have boobs and like nipples, and that nobody wants to think about that. That would be so strange if birds had nipples. And that's why baby birds don't drink milk. It would be too weird. For the longest time, I didn't know whether or not birds are warm-blooded or cold-blooded. Because I know fish are cold-blooded, and so are reptiles, and mammals are warm-blooded. But I wasn't sure about birds. I'm still not entirely sure, but I think they're warm-blooded. But, anyway, that really had nothing to do with much. The song I'm going to play is off their 2010, I think this is their first album, Skeletor and Me. Let me just describe to you the image. It is Skeletor in like a, I don't know, a patterned suit, standing next to He-Man on the word trust. And it all looks like it was drawn by like a 10-year-old. So there's just something really great about that picture. I don't know if I can describe it in words. Maybe I'll put a link in the description to what this album cover looks like, so you can appreciate it the way I do. Like, the rest of the songs of this album, there's like 5 songs. And there are, I don't get them yet. I can't listen to them because they're kind of strange. I don't like to say that, but in my opinion, they're strange, and I don't understand them yet. I might listen to it more, and then I'll understand it. But it is beyond me as of right now. But anyway, this is the third song, the one in the middle, and it's called Last Night Sucked, and it'll take the tone down a bit. It's also pretty heavy, not all that mathy, and it's about how much last night sucked. You just wake up, and you're like, you're groaning, because you're hungover from beer. Thank you. yeah, that's pretty much it for the show tonight. I had a good time. I hope everyone at home enjoyed themselves. That last song reminds me, you guys should check out Alien Trilogy, the band. We got a great band camp. It is thematically similar to that, but maybe not. It reminded me of it. The whole reason that I decided to do a math rock show tonight because I was with my roommate or my housemate over on Parson Street, some of his friends, and we were all watching dance videos of dance teams, and like those guys move so fast, it's ridiculous. And that's how I feel about math rock sometimes. It's just ridiculous, and that's the appeal. You know you could never ever even do that if you tried. But you don't feel bad. Cause you're good at other things. You're good at other things. It's okay.